Was like a dog and pony show a real thing?
I would assume a dog and pony show is a real thing. I've never really looked it up,
Well,
to be honest with you, though.
all right. Well, while you introduce the show, I'll be more than happy.
So, Stunt Granny Audio 1085 starts with the conundrum, was there actually a dog and pony show? For those of us old enough to get this reference. Jeremy is
Yeah.
looking this up.
So in the ter it originated in the 19th century because there were traveling circuses, small, featuring performing dogs and ponies, often visiting rural areas.
Okay, well,
So the 19th century was the 1800s, right?
correct.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we've got to go back a century because,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't like Buck Rogers was in some goofy ass century too, right?
I don't know. Was he not even the 21st century,
He
or
was
is it some
a 25th century.
25th century? Okay.
The
I
comic
mean,
book
they.
character was the 20th century. So that
Oh,
would have
my
been the
gosh.
yeah, that doesn't really work in 1979 when you're making the that movie.
Yeah, you got to push that date out a little bit further, at least.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Do you remember how cool that movie, like Buck Rogers, was back then?
I don't know if I was a big Buck Rogers fan.
Well, not a lot of people were, but it's a weird thing. It was like a movie, but then it was sp specifically made to break up to be a TV movie as well. And
Yeah, and I definitely remember the Buck Rogers Buck. Ah.
no, that no, that was Flash. That's
Oh,
Flash
was that
Gordon.
Flash?
That's Flash Gordon. Yes.
Okay.
A
Why aren't
wildly underrated movie, by the way.
I?
So that movie's
Yeah, I why
gorgeous,
did I
dude.
think? I'm not one I've seen in any recent time.
I'm not going to say it's easy to sit through, but to look at how they made some of that stuff and the costumes and that, it is crazy good. And I'm not saying that because like Ted was like a big Flash Gordon fan, whatever, but I got respect. But going back to Buck Rogers, they also had like the sexiest bad guy ever. Was her name Ursula, I think?
No. Yeah, I'm not
Pa
sure. Like
Pamela
I
Hensley, yes. Rawr.
said.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I don't know if what was it
Nah, our Princess Ardala, excuse me, not Ursula.
Shotzi and Scarlett Bordeaux there had a picture of with Elvira, and I'm like, man, Elvira's still looking pretty good here for whatever her age is. So
Let me see how old she is. I know she ain't young. I know that much. Oh,
no.
70, 73? That's 73 years old, huh?
Yeah, she looked great. She looks great.
I never thought she was that attractive. I mean, obviously she had the titties out, and
Right.
that's obviously as a
Yeah.
kid, you're like, ah, but
Yeah, they were
dare I
definitely a
say?
main feature when she was younger.
Yes, but dare I say, like, I don't know if she's had work done, whatever. Her doctor is amazing. She looks better now than when she did in that goofy ass Elvira makeup.
Yeah, I also thought that not being completely pale helped out there.
Well, she's red haired, so the old ginger effect.
Yep.
I don't know. She looks a rage in this one. I must be looking at an older one, but yeah. Well, it's amazing what kitsch stuff you can get away with. Like, remember there was like Dr. Demento, Elvira, the Ghoul, I think was another like local,
Oh,
or so,
yeah,
like local
I
syndicated like horror movie in the middle of the day on Saturday guy.
because this was one that I'm not sure. Did you get the Crazy Eddie stuff?
Crazy. That sounds
He
familiar.
was a New York based one, so that's why I was asking if you guys got that, because the wife just looked. I brought up Crazy Eddie the other day, and she just looked at me, and I'm just like, oh, I kind of forgot. Just where we were in Pennsylvania, we got one random New York station, and Crazy Eddie always sold TVs.
All right, we did not get this guy, but I've heard of this guy before. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he may have been brought up on Opie and Anthony. I'm pretty sure he was at
That's
some
probably that's got to be where it came from then. Yeah.
some juncture because like he was on the lone New York station that we got in Altoona there. Like we had 12 stations for some reason or another. One was out of New York, and Crazy Eddie was always hawking TVs, and I will never ever forget Crazy Eddie.
Yeah, ours, I like obviously Detroit was, we get Canada stations. So
Oh.
I think there was a guy called Mr.
Yeah.
Dress Up. I think that was Canadian. That was on Channel 9.
Oh my
And he
God.
had like his drawers or something. Like, Mr. What this has to do with wrestling, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we'll get a door
Have
around
you never listened to the
the
beginning of the show before?
Triple
Yes, because he had
Mania.
these goofy, scary puppets. Yes, that's right.
Okay, yeah. Never
Yes.
heard of this guy. This is awesome though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
I'm here for it. Oh yeah, because we were talking about all these local kitsch things, and well, wrestling was a local kitsch thing. Well, both started with the Dog and Pony Show. Holy smokes, we've
Yes.
really
Well, those
gone
were
down the
local stuff.
really gone around here. Hey, well, wrestling used to be at the old circus that they came around in the ninth, well, 20th century then.
Well, the wrestling travels. They used to travel, the old Carney days. So, see, it all ties into the Dog and Pony Show. No? And boy, speaking of, well, that Triple Mania, huh?
Corey Graves is doing a lot. He's putting in some mileage these days.
Not as much as AJ Styles is.
Oh man, I always love when we have a player hater award ready to hand out roughly halfway through the year. And AJ Styles, please come take your award. I love it. yeah, he has been a because did he fly the whole way to Australia to screw someone too?
That's what I was looking up, actually.
I'm pretty sure because it wasn't Dominic, but I'm yeah. I mean, he is AJ Styles is really really petty.
Yeah, 'cause that, yeah,
And
and that's what made that's what was so funny about it. And they also had that a brawl at the press conference or whatever on WrestleMania week. I can't find it. Oh no, he flew to London, right? No. It was some off the wall place. I'm looking it up here.
yeah, like I'm like, how do I even ask the question?
Okay. He attacked him with SmackDown, except for. Yeah, all right, so he flew halfway. Yeah, it was the Elimination Chamber last year. He flew all the way over to it was that was Australia, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, yes, it is. He flew to
Okay.
Australia just to screw him over. Then he flew to
Who
Mexico,
was it?
LA Knight.
LA, oh,
Remember
LA
they had that match
Knight.
at WrestleMania. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, AJ, just a prime player hater.
That we can
Holy
just talk about
smokes.
that main event first. It's fine. That was the most odd thing I've seen in a long time. I don't know why Vikingo is booed now. He was being cheered until he fought Alberto El Patron. And now he's booed.
Oh.
So I mean
Yeah, that was one where someone was making fun of the situation, like Americans not realizing why he was getting booed. And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't watched this product in a while. Maybe he did something that I'm unaware of.
no, he's just the guy. So I was reading different theories, and a lot of the theory comes back to the fans of AAA see through what happened because Alberto was like the main
Oh.
bad guy, but then and along with Dorian, Judas Macias, and Conan,
Oh,
so
okay.
and I think Mecha Wolf too. The fact I can just name it off the top of my head, it's just I watched too much.
They were all on the show, and they did do a half decent job of informing you of who everyone was.
Yes, they did.
That's one of those things that I don't know how many times we talk about it with AEW, where I'm like, I don't really get the context of what they're doing here. And Conan and Corey Graves did a great job of of filling you in on who people were, who the groups were,
Yeah.
throughout the night. Although I guess I didn't, trying to think of what that had to do. Oh, but I do feel like they kind of filled in with who, like, well, no, I don't know if I ever really quite realized, like, Vikingo had the, what kind of backstage segment there before he came out.
With Ray. Yeah, they're trying to get people to cheer him by putting him with Ray, like putting him next to Rey Mysterio. Yeah, that's what that was about. Didn't work.
No.
Yeah,
No,
right.
it did not.
Yeah.
But if Patron was the prime villain, but he got pushed out of his position,
Yeah. So basically, as soon as double A, Jesus, WWE or TKO. Okay, that is something we have to stop saying. So when it
yeah,
comes
you
to,
yeah, you need to just correct yourself, sir.
well, no,
You
I
brought
read
up
it
the
a
same
lot too.
topic last week.
Yeah, but I read it a lot too. People are like, oh, WWE is doing this. WWE is doing this. No, they're not. That's TKO. It's a TKO directive. And sure, Nick Khan can be like this, like the head of the spear, but
Oh,
TKO still
right.
got to like sign off on everything.
Yep.
So, anyways. When TKO bought AAA, that's when all of these plans that AAA had went out the window. Patron was slotted as the guy, you like it or not. And the
Oh.
crowd, and he they had a whole match with Vikingo and he lost because it's like people thought the craziness of this AAA main event, that ain't nothing compared to what they usually do. And
Oh yeah, I know that I've watched at least one other Triple Mania on YouTube when I mean, 'cause I'm trying to think of how long now ago that I was watching Triple A. So I mean, it had to have been fairly recently.
yeah, it was this year. It was I think in February.
No, it's been a while since I watched. Like
Oh,
it's at
okay.
least been a year since I've watched. Because
Oh,
yeah,
then yeah, you missed all
I
this.
got tired of not having subtitles. I really did. That's and that was the one thing that I guess I was glad I had the English commentary. I was already looking for the subtitles and it said they weren't enabled. I was just like, come on, guys. I'm
Yeah,
just
they are
that.
now. They are now, and they're actually for the big stuff. They do actually have English subtitles now. It's like finally, because
Yeah, that was definitely a complaint. I'm glad that that is now corrected.
yeah, so you've missed all of this, and they're
Yeah,
basically like a
because I
two-man
don't
power
remember
trip.
Patron being in AAA at all.
Oh, okay,
Like
yeah.
that's how long ago I stopped watching, at
Yeah,
least.
he was like an off the rails guy with the office backing him because Dorian and Conan are office. But as
Oh,
soon as
yeah.
TKO came in, out of the blue, Vikingo gets a rematch and wins. And the crowd wasn't exactly cheering when he won. It's like they just saw what happened. Like, oh,
Yeah.
okay, you're the office guy now. Like, you're the real office guy. So yeah, he gets booed. Patron start getting cheered. And then they had a loser leaves town or something like that. And he lost. So he's gone. And because
Oh.
like TKO WWE, they ain't dealing with him. So, that's where all the boos are supposedly stemming from, and they're trying because he's flashy, but also at the same time, lean into it. Who cares? Stop trying to get us to do it.
Well, even within his promo, I'm like, I can kind of see why he's getting booed.
Yeah, he's kind of like it's a slow lean.
Yeah,
So.
like I don't know if he was completely leaning into it, but I'm like, you're leaving enough gray area here where I can appreciate the why the boos are coming for you here, Chief.
Yeah, and but then you see that flashy move set and you're like, well, that's what a face does. Heels don't usually do that, but yeah.
Well, and he can't really change, you know, like he's in that Darby Allin, like they're like two of a kind, maybe, where they just put their body into everything because they're so small. And it makes them completely believable because they are just 100% committed at all times.
So that you can see though with this event that like that whole angle that they're doing is going away too, with Masias losing as well to Dr. Wagner Jr. or son of Dr. Wagner Jr.
El
That's a mouthful.
Hijo,
Yes.
Dave, Dr. Wagner Jr. It is really a mouthful.
Yes. Some of these
'Cause
names
that's
are,
I'm
so.
like, what's El Hijo? Like that was something I was like, since I am illiterate in Spanish, and I'm like, does that stand for something? I was assuming it stood for something, but didn't really look it up.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. But this main event, though, I mean, they're booing the good guy, cheering the bad guy. They cheer-ish El Grande Americano Kaiser. And then who's the poor other guy? Oh, Dragon Lee. And then, hey, polite applause for Dragon Lee. Like, this dude can't win. He can't win because even Monday, he gets overshadowed by Mr. Iguana. So it's like, what am I gonna do? Like, you put me in the LWO, you put me with Ray, you put me with a guy with a goddamn iguana puppet. Like, nothing is working for me, man. God.
Yeah, he is consistently in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yes.
I don't that man has had nothing but bad luck since ROH. Like that's the
Yeah.
it's been really rough for him. That guy, I really love that guy in ROH, but that shine has worn off, and it's been a couple of years now in the WWE, and yeah, like it's just like consistently stuff like this happens. Like you said, like he keeps on getting overshadowed, almost by no means of his own.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like he peaked in NXT. He had that run against Dom in NXT, which I had forgotten about.
Oh,
And I was
yeah.
like, oh, okay. That's when Dom really started taking off too. But this main event though, it was the whole show I thought was good and I thought it was fun. I don't care if it came across as a WWE product. It was good. And they still did lucha stuff. They still did the goofy lucha spots, and then actually added more lucha spots to it and goofiness. I mean,
It was kind of interesting, just because I feel like I saw a lot of mask tearing off, and maybe even more than AEW levels of blood at these events.
oh, yeah.
And it was kind of interesting that that part of things was definitely toned down, but like you said, some of the other stuff, I mean, it even started with the opening contest, that Copa Bardal, where we can say safely, I think, that the WWE does not have a transvestite character on board at the current moment.
Okay, those are called exoticos.
Oh, okay.
I
Well,
didn't know that until this. That's what I
I did
thought. It
forget
was,
that they did qualify it as an
yeah, because
exotico.
they're rudos or heels, whatever. Technicos, who are the faces, then exoticos, which are flimflams. Like I don't know. Like I was confused because there are a few exoticos. But I don't remember this person's name. I've looked him up before. And it's like,
Yeah, unfortunately, the WWE's website was one of the better places to look at the match results, but they do not give a whole lot of information on the participants. It just mentions the Omos win
which they
in.
should. But
And it is kind of interesting, just in a lot of ways. Like, well, you were talking about being a WWE production.
yeah.
I do think that it's one of those things where they literally have so many people. It makes sense to A, farm out people like Omos, who does not have a spot on your main roster. Like it, and even people, because and I mean, we can get to the full match later, but I'm thinking, what's her name? Was in the six-person match, Lola Vice,
Lola Vice. Yeah, she's been down
where
there.
yeah, she's been
Yeah.
down there and she just seems more comfortable down there. And sometimes finding your footing is more important than where you're finding your footing. Like, I feel like they've started to realize that they need at least an indie type experience
Yes.
for some of these talents. And buying some of these companies like AAA is a way to do that, especially for the NXT people. Like, I think they're reinventing the wheel in a lot of ways. Where they're creating their own indie kind of pipeline
Yeah.
between the WWE ID plan and buying some of these other promotions. I do think that it's a good place for them to farm out what they don't necessarily need. Like, I feel like Omos is better there than on the main roster.
He could do really well down there as an attraction. I mean, you saw the size of most of the Mexican wrestlers. They're not big. They're not
Oh,
tall. So, which makes him stand out even more.
yeah, because even, well, you kind of mentioned it. They have some big guys. They're not necessarily tall.
Yes, but I think I was telling Chris, a lot of the luchadors for AAA have thinned down and cut up. As soon as I remember, I think it was Conan, had to talk to the locker room. This is his explanation. And they're like, all right, so what's going on? What to expect? What's it like with WWE? What do they want? What's going to happen to us? And he goes, my suggestion to most of you is get in the fucking gym. And they're like, oh, that's what he said. So maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But a lot of these guys look a lot better. Psycho Clown looks a lot better. Pagano looks a lot better.
Yeah, I
So.
will say that I do remember Psycho Clown being one who was A, in the violent matches,
Yes.
B, tearing masks off consistently when I
Yes.
watched his matches. So yeah, definitely remember him as a character, because I mean, his name's fucking Psycho Clown. Like, how do you not remember that? And yeah,
Psycho Clown is a good guy, by the way. Let that
he
sink in.
the man is definitely trimmed up some. Like, he
Yeah.
was probably in one of the guys that was in a little bit better shape than others, but yeah, he's like, okay, I can shave off 10 pounds here and look even better. Like, why not?
Yeah, and it's not like, you don't want everyone to look the same, because El Niño Hamburguesa, no, stay that way. That's your character. Don't get skinny.
Oh,
You look like a doofus. So no, yeah, I that guy can go, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed this. He can go with that size. So I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the Copa Bardal participants.
No. Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Oh,
No, he
no.
was.
He
No,
was
he
in the
wasn't. He was in
six-person
no, he was in
match.
the epic six-man match or six-person
Yeah,
match.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes. Well, all right,
I
let's
need
start
to
from
look. I need to remember to look to my side here now for all of my notes.
the
We're on a different monitor now. Like, I'm screwing myself up in the first journey and the newest evolution of Stunt Granny here.
I'm going to tell you right now.
half a step away from recording this dumb shit and put it in a video somewhere.
I'm gonna try and mute my mic if the Tigers don't score here, because they've wasted a leadoff triple. They've had the bases loaded twice. They had the bases loaded with one out, no, two outs, in the bottom of the 10th. This motherfucker hasn't thrown a strike in 7 pitches. If they swing it, oh, so a little distracted, but.
Hamburg is a kind of needs to keep the body shape.
Yes, yeah. Well, let's start from the beginning. We can do this from the beginning of the show. What opened? I don't remember actually.
Yeah, it was the Copa Bardal.
Copa
I think
Bardal
we,
opened the show, huh? Oh, okay.
yes, sir. Yeah, because they did it backwards here. They have it from bottom to top here.
Okay.
Because I do remember this being the order.
Well, that is a great way to start the show then. I did miss the beginning, so I wasn't sure.
Yep. Yeah. So
I
I mean,
picked up with
because I did watch this well after the fact, and even I took moments to watch different parts, and 200,000 people had watched it in full on YouTube while I took my grand old time in between viewings.
Yeah.
So that was pretty amusing. I was not surprised when they said that what it surpassed four. I think it's like 4.3 million views
Yeah.
on
Yes.
YouTube in the first 24 hours.
Yes. Which begs the question, not knowing, and this goes for anybody, not knowing how much you, admittedly, not knowing how much you make. But I got to figure 4.3 million people watching one video has got to pull in some money, right? Like,
Yeah, it definitely helps the algorithm. I would say that. As I said, I had kind of dropped off watching AAA, but this was overall, like you said, I enjoyed the show. There was still a lot of the AAA ridiculousness thrown in there.
sure,
It's
as it should, yeah.
Definitely WWE polished or TKO polished, if we want to
Yeah.
call it that. But no, it's a TV product.
WWE. Yeah.
I'll give it
WWE TV for
WWE
sure.
in that regard.
And that's a good thing, by the way. So.
Yeah, and it did seem like it was one of those things where you got good crowd reactions with all of the
Yes.
WWE people that were involved anyway. So like, why argue about the situation? Like, it's like if you're mad about Forbidden Door for whatever reason, like it just seems kind of silly. This is, a similar thing, I would imagine. Like they're running most of their show without the WWE talent. So
Yes, yeah. I mean, and even the talent that they did use are established or returning for like in this Copa
they're
Bardal.
Bardal, yeah.
So, yeah, I was like I forgot they had this style match. A 15 person, 14 actually.
14, yeah.
Yeah, 14. Royal Rumble style, but you could pin and submit people. You have to
Yeah.
remember that. Because they were talking about like somebody having like who would be a favorite in this. And it's like, well, there's no favorite if you can get pinned. Like, you don't need somebody to help you get over the top rope if you can pin somebody.
Oh,
But
yeah. I mean, it does. I did like that little twist on it. It didn't come in. I don't remember it being that big of a deal, other than what was the Microman
yes.
pinned Otis, I believe,
Yes.
who had been trucked by someone else. I don't remember. Maybe it was by Omos.
It was a Moss, yeah. Or
Yeah.
almost whatever. Yes. This so this started a little sidebar on this. This started Conan being the best announcer they have. He didn't care about like any hyperbole or drama or just nothing. Conan, do you think Microman's got a chance to get some ass here? No. What? Or he's like, how is this? He goes, how is this fair? Omos comes in. How is this fair? I'm like, he's right. And he's like, oh, Micro must have a concussion. He's got to be con I'm like, and they're back, like, stop saying that. Stop saying that. Stop saying that. So, yeah, this started him being the best out there. Like, he doesn't play into like the whatever Corey's trying to go, but somehow it works. So.
I mean, I was a lot more fine with that thing. Like, JBL was just there for the zingers. Like,
JBL was JBL.
yeah,
You like him
like
or
I
don't.
yeah, like he was just there to get off his catchphrases and do the same shtick he's been doing for however many years it's been at this point. A lot, I know that much.
Yes.
Actually longer than this show somehow.
It was like knowing his health problems too. It was nice to hear him like clear-headed and excited.
Yeah, oh.
Because you know, I can't remember what he said he has, but it's not fun, you know? So
Oh, okay. I had either not known or forgotten that
yeah, I'll
he was
look it up real
dealing
quick.
with something.
Yep.
I think it was more I forgot than I didn't know. I feel like that news was out there at some juncture and it slipped the old memory. But yeah, like I mean, he was inoffensive. Like it was to me, like he was just like you said, like he was just JBL. Like if you don't like JBL, then you're not gonna dig what he was doing.
No, not at all. So, well, nothing's coming up. He talked about something, but
Okay.
anyways, yeah, this match was fun. They gave you a little bit of a dose of everyone that isn't on the rest of the card. Although I can't remember, I think it's Aerostar usually comes out with like two aerosol cans and blows fire. I think that's aerosol, Aerostar. It doesn't exactly look impressive, but I guess like when people complain, like, there's no fire, there's no blood, and all this. Like, well, that was kind of odd. But
Yeah, you'd think they'd let that happen.
unless they're like, we ain't dealing with this bullshit. Like, no, we didn't have the insurance for it. Which I'm like, it's in Mexico, don't worry about it. So, you know, but, I like the surprises. I thought it was weird Otis's return was here. And then he wasn't on Raw to be with Tozawa and Natalya. Like, you
He's another
know?
guy where I could almost see him working out better in AAA than in on the main roster.
He would be huge down there too. Yes. Like the big strong man American. Yes, very much so.
Yeah, Corey
But
Graves'
I.
brother's got to be concerned about his job prospects.
I don't know where the hell Sam Adonis is. He used to be highly featured on AAA. He's not right now. I
Oh,
have no
okay.
idea what happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
Copa Bardal kicks things off. We
yeah.
gonna move along to second match here.
Well, we gotta talk about,
Or do you, yeah,
I
you
mean,
still got.
the spots in this match, Otis and the Exotica, that
Oh,
was
yeah.
fun. Him doing the his worm in or caterpillar, whatever it is,
The
caterpillar into the
caterpillar.
elbow. He's finally learned just drop it low. That looks way more painful than him getting up and then jumping in the air down onto the guy.
Oh.
So,
It looks more like part of the move.
yes, yeah,
I will
it's
let you with that.
far smoother.
Yep.
So then also all the spots with Omos and Microman, he kicked him in the face and I popped big. Like I don't remember seeing Microman take bumps like that. And he's been in GCW a ton. You don't see him take something like that. Like
Well, I mean, I saw him take something like that live and in person, and I remember telling you about it because he fought Joey Janela at one of the GCW events that I was at. And that was the finish. Joey Janela just kicked him square in the face.
Yeah, I, unless that's just a spot,
And
you know, but.
I started howling, and the wife just kind of shook her head and kind of laughed too, honestly, because it's funny when little people get kicked in the face by normal sized people.
It is. It's just like kids. Like, I hate to say it that way, but it's true. We all laugh when a kid like runs into a wall or something. You know, like see, like little people get hurt, whether they're children or not, it still gets a laugh out of people as long as they get back up, obviously. But and then Omos picking him up like he was a sack of groceries. He just put him on the he put him on the top rope, and it walks off. And then that thing at the end, I'm like, what is he gonna do with this guy? Because that's a human being. Like, it's a 3 foot human being, which I don't think he's 3 feet. He's gotta be shorter than that.
And I mean, it was wild that most of the time you're like, oh, it's a press slam, and you see the other guy, how much the other guy is helping out. In this situation, like, almost has him. Like you said, it was easier than a sack of potatoes. It seems like. And then he throws him down onto three guys, but it's still just
Gently,
like, oh my
gently,
gosh.
yes.
It was pretty safe, but I was just like, I don't blame anyone for this. Like, he is throwing him from like 10 foot up, or to maybe even more, for where these guys are catching it from the top of the ring, from his arms down, like even softly. That was a fucking drop.
So Omos is what, 7'4", right? I think they said his arms are long. So that's got to be
They're
9 feet.
usually about half of your height. So
So,
that leaves his arms around 3.5, 3'8"
okay.
or so.
And then you drop him. Really, he fell to like where the ring would be. But that's still, you know, we've seen people not get caught.
Yes, we have. We've seen people Microman size not get caught
Yeah, I know.
in other highlight videos. Things can go wrong.
Yeah.
It's probably better to play it a little bit safe in that situation. And I'm glad everyone did.
Yeah.
Microman made it down to the ground safely.
Yes, thankfully. And it's like, well, thank God someone was there. It's like, I don't think he was going to tire out from holding him above his head. You know, I'm pretty sure Omos is a seems like a pretty strong dude. So
He looks like
he
he's
looked
in pretty
great
good
too.
shape. I was gonna say I feel like even the last couple of times he was on WWE TV, like he had started to trim up, and he looks like he's in extremely good shape.
Yeah. Wish he moved a little faster. That's the only problem. I think that's the only thing holding him back.
He
But
is not maybe as agile as
yeah.
some of the other big men.
But he looked good. His charisma was coming out like crazy too. And it's like, here we go. Oh, let's see what happens. On Monday Night Raw. Oh, never mind. So anyways. What else was what was
Oh,
next? What was next?
I didn't expect him on Monday Night Raw.
I didn't
Like,
know, not I
you
guess I
can't follow
shouldn't,
up with
but
everyone.
yeah, well, hey, yes they can. Trim some of the fat. Yes, you can. God, do we need another promo whenever we go to Philadelphia? You know, this is the land of a show. Shut up. We know. Anyways, what was the second match on Triple Mania?
I don't even know what promo you're talking about
The
from Raw.
beginning with Paul Heyman? That 30-minute fiasco? Or like they're, it's like, we get it. You're in Philadelphia. We get it. Like, didn't this peak with the Hall of Fame induction, his speech?
It does. It, at this point, it's such a memory that it feels too long ago in some ways. Like, I'm like,
Right.
you guys are just, you're really kind of stretching things a little bit here. I don't have a problem with it, but also, yeah, it's a stretch.
You
It's a
know, in
stretch.
the final event for ECW was January of 20 of 2001. It's been 24 years. every time they go to Philadelphia. EC Dub, shut up.
I blame the
Anyways,
crowd. I mean, the
there's the
crowd's
crowd,
doing
and
it.
they lay into it too. So,
Yep.
anyways.
Yep. That go blame all of Philadelphia, sir. Latin
For
American
multiple things.
Championship. You kind of we I mean we kind of talked about this a little bit, but this is when they did start to kind of categorize who was in what group here.
Yeah.
Because El Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr., which is holy shit, is that a mouthful, against El Macias, who was part of Conan's group. So I mean,
Yes.
Conan did do a great, I thought he did a great job of filling in kind of who they were is a collective, and who Macias was
Yeah.
as things went along, and also did the Homer thing since it's his boy in the matchup here.
Right. And it's like Conan's got a it has a history with Dr. Wagner. So it's like, okay, so
Yeah, that was the only thing that's weird, because for some reason I thought someone had said along the line that El Hijo the Dr. Wagner Jr. had a problem with his dad. So I'm like, hold on, they're together? I was like, I guess I was a little bit confused. I felt like during that Worlds Collide event, I heard the opposite thing.
I don't know. It, I just go, okay, I'm new. I'll just go with it. That's fine.
And
Whatever you guys say.
that's basically where I was at with this whole event. I'm like, okay, if you guys are resetting your universe here, and these are the rules now, okay, like who am I to argue? Like it's your world, set up your rules.
Yeah, it's
I'm
like
cool with
there's
it.
some angle
I'm
coming
not.
five, a year from now that something happened at time stream. That's why John Cena suddenly turned face for no reason. And Ron Killings is now goofy again. And then Dr. Wagner Jr. and his dad are getting along. And you're like, what? It's like called the Superboy Punch. DC Comics, look it up, kids. But anyways, this match was
Well, I
fine. You know,
mean,
fine.
Dr. Wagner Jr., the original, that man wearing the pimp outfit is,
Yeah.
hats off to him for that look in Mexico in the middle of fucking August, where it's got to be just balls hot. We're coming to
Yeah.
you from 120 degree Mexico City, baking our nuts off.
Yeah, this match was fine, but like it just kind of got it kind of blended in. You know, of all the matches, even with a title change,
Oh.
it doesn't stand out compared to all the other stuff. There was no like big moment, you know,
Yeah,
that
the
made
win was
everything.
the big moment.
Yeah.
I felt like just because I was jumping into this universe and they were resetting it or whatever, I didn't have the reaction that maybe the crowd did. I did feel like the crowd was pretty pumped that Dr. Wagner Jr. Won this one. So, it seemed to be doing its job. Up after that, six person match. Finn Balor, JD McDonagh, and Raquel Rodriguez taking on Nino Hamburguese, Mr. Iguana, and Lola Vice.
Lola Vice in her comfort zone in Mexico, being dead serious. She's looked
Well,
good in the matches that she's had down there. So.
yeah, and I thought she looked better in her last appearance on NXT there.
Yeah, you get around
Yeah.
different people, a different style, a different way of having to wrestle instead
Yep.
of doing the same thing every week. Yeah. This is like you were saying earlier. This is the stuff they need to do.
Oh,
So,
yep.
but
And Mr. Iguana fucking taking over the world.
well, but he got outshined, which I was sh Okay, so this was another part of Conan being hilarious. Mr. Iguana, everything goes out, and then all of a sudden, and he's not in shot yet. He goes, "What's Balor got behind his back?" And I'm like, "What the hell is he talking about?" And he's like, no, he's got something behind his back. And JBL's like, I don't see anything. Or no, Corey says, I don't see anything. Then they finally go to Balor. He's got his hand behind his back. And JBL goes, oh, I see what you're talking about. Like,
Oh, I
yes.
missed that part
Conan
of
doesn't
things.
give a fuck. I'm gonna call it like it is. Conan is like us watching on TV. This is stupid. This doesn't make any sense. Because like Corey called out Microman, and he goes, oh, Microman had a disadvantage in this. He goes, let me point out to you that Microman won this event 2 years ago. Okay, then. It's like, yeah. Like, but, and then I thought JBL, he was so over the top here, but it didn't ruin the moment. When he goes, it's him. And it's like, who's him? And then as soon as he says, who's him, boom, he pops the El Dimino.
El Demento?
Something like that. Yeah. The
Yeah,
head up. And
again,
I just started laughing.
not a great write-up that I'm looking at here. Unfortunately, it does not give me any more information than the actual
Serious? Like,
results.
and like, I know people probably don't like the puppet angle, right? But serious ass Finn Balor has a goddamn puppet on his hand and doesn't sell it like he doesn't like doing it. Like, he's into this. And it's like, yeah. Here's my demon puppet. I'm gonna fuck you up. And then he proceeds to do that. So
It has led to between the recent dealings with Santino Marella and now whatever
yeah.
exactly Finn Balor's puppet is. This to me it's been some top-notch comedy wrestling comedy
Yeah.
stuff.
But it's like the serious guy, and then the comedic relief, because what happens after? Like, he whips up on poor what's the iguana puppet's name? Damn, I'm drawing a blank. It's Tuesday, so it's getting me. Yeah, that's it. I almost called it Hechicero. I'm like, no, that's the guy in AEW. But he messed up that iguana puppet, and as he's sitting there, who comes in with two burgers? And if Finn does not eat the carbs, he hands him the burger, and Finn looks at his puppet. The puppet's like, hell yeah, eat it. All right, and does it. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I thought it was great. I don't care if it's stupid. It was just so out of character. And it's like, yeah, this is Mexico. This is the kind of stuff they want to see. So
Yeah, and that's that. That was another one where I do actually remember JBL. He's like, "How'd that just happen? Finn Balor's never had a carb before in his life."
yeah. It's like the idea that eating like that shitty burger that he has in his hand, which, by the way, where those come from? I mean, I know they're in a wrapper and everything, but wrestling food this year hasn't been the greatest. I still remember that Tony Storm steak. Ugh. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not Tony. Well, Tony Storm ate it, but it was actually Mercedes
Yeah, the
Monet's steak.
Mercedes
Whatever that was.
Monet steak.
After, ooh. Yeah, so it's, but yeah, I'd like this match. And Judgment Day won, which they should, because Raquel Rodriguez looks like a legit badass like it now. Like, ever since Kevin Nash told her to work big, and she has been, yeah, she's been way better.
I also think that she has probably benefited from losing Liv Morgan more than anyone else. Like, and I also there's another train of thought that she just kind of needed to reestablish herself. Like, unfortunately, she had the health problems that she had. Thankfully, they're under control for her, and she can kind of do her thing. And I mean, I do think that she's found her spot a little bit more now that that Liv's gone, and they've needed to feature her rather than her just being the person in the background. You know, like her and Roxanne are on a little more even footing, if not her being the kind of the lead dog in the situation.
Which, I mean, unfortunately, Raquel lost Monday, but at least she lost to Io Sky. So it's like, that's fine. But no, yeah, I think she's gotten better in this kind of match. I mean, Yeah, she did what she should. She should be beating Lola Vice. I mean, regardless of how I feel about Lola Vice, yeah, she's not on that level yet. So that's how it should have ended. You don't want to pin Mr. Iguana. You want to pin anybody but him. So, you know.
Yeah, he got two choices, and Mr. Hamburgazi was not, he's not going to be looking up the lights on this night.
He did that dive, and I was like, you didn't see him the rest of the match.
Next up,
So.
AAA Tag Team Championship Street Fight. Pagano and Psycho Clown taking on Angel and Berto. Two other guys that could not buy a spot on the main roster here, but have found possibly a good home down in AAA here.
Yeah, like I didn't really like the title defense on SmackDown. I thought it was an AEW move. Like, keep their stuff on their show, you know, keep WWE stuff on WWE. So it was like, all right. But yeah, I was surprised they lost the titles already. I mean, they only won them in June.
Yeah, it was a
So
fairly short reign.
yeah, but I mean, I guess I don't know who they beat. I guess they just wanted them off of them. So, you know, but yeah, it's.
Yeah, again, coming off of this pretty fresh, I feel like the WWE announced that they bought AAA, and approximately 2 weeks later, Angel and Berto had the tag team championships.
Yes.
Like
Yep. And they got
it was a
mad
pretty
cheers
boom
too.
boom move.
Yeah, they had huge cheers when they won. And then they got cheers when they came out, and then Pagano and Psycho Clown got larger cheers when they won. So it's like, okay, what we wanted to accomplish, we accomplished. And they did. Like, there was no like blood, and there was no fire, and all that other stuff like Psycho Clown and Pagano usually do. So I guess this is the one that like, people were like, this is WWE stuff. Like, well, I mean.
They still used barbed wire to suplex someone off the top rope.
It was Umberto. Yeah. And that looked real too because he had the little gigs and everything. And I'm like, I thought we were past this stuff, but I guess not.
So, yeah, I mean, again, like, I definitely remember not that long ago watching some Psycho Clown matches with a whole lot of blood in it. Was it WWE eyes? Some, for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
But we are definitely not seeing that spot on a main PLE on Peacock, though.
no.
Just
And
we're not, period.
yeah, and it's also like you gotta, I guess you gotta be safer too. And it's like blood spots and all that are still, you know, they're rare, but when they do happen, it's like, oh boy, like it's, you know.
I do th yeah, I feel like we've argued this for a long time at this juncture. The less frequent the blood spots are, the better in a lot
Yeah.
of ways, because then
Yep.
they stand out and it's more impactful. If it happens too frequently, you're just like, oh, okay, whatever, someone else is bleeding again. Like, and I mean, I definitely feel that way in AEW. I do think they've calmed down some, honestly. Well, yeah, ever since Tony Khan decided to retake the reins here, I feel like the blood spots have at least been curtailed a little bit.
Well, because Moxley's not in the, I mean, it's easy target, but it's the truth. Moxley's not the center of attention. So, yes,
That does help.
any blood, swearing, any of that stuff. And we'll get to the swearing part when we talk about Naomi. But, you know, everything, it freedom can be good and bad. We talked about it before. So sometimes it's nice if someone says no. And it makes you have to articulate differently. That also has to make you think differently. So, and then it also makes an impact bigger. So, but this match was just chaos. It's
Yeah,
whatever the rules are, the hell with them. So.
Yeah, it was a fun match. I didn't I but I guess I like Psycho Clown as a wrestler, like despite like kind of sounding like I didn't like him when I watched
Yeah.
AAA because of all the blood and all that other stuff.
Okay.
Like, I mean, the guy can go, and yeah, he's just more of a hardcore wrestler. If you don't like that thing, I guess cool, but you know, if you do, he does it well.
And again, Psycho Clown, the guy that peels his face off, is a good guy. So what was next?
Conan into the AAA Hall of
Yeah.
Fame. Then it was the Reina de Reinas championship triple threat match. Flamer versus Fabi
No.
Apache and Natalya.
There we have it. I mean, I barely remember this match. When they showed highlights, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot there was a women's match. And I mean, it just, again, kind of like Messias and Dr.
With
Wagner
Dr.
Jr.'s
Wagner
kid,
Jr., yeah.
nothing flashy, so it didn't stand out. Like all the stuff that really stood out had something crazy going on or memorable,
Uh-oh.
and this just didn't. It just didn't. So,
Yeah, they definitely didn't lean into the WWE triple threat rules now. Like, it's basically a hardcore match at this point. And I don't feel like they really went too deep into that. I appreciate what Natalya is trying to do. It's also kind of one of those, I don't know if I'm really gonna care about Natalya ever again. It's
when's the last time you did? I'm not even being mean. Seriously, when's the last
yeah,
time?
it's you know, I'm glad that she's helping train the future, all that other good stuff. But I just I don't care. Like, they can have
Yeah.
her keep a job, but her matches are still, it's one of those things where she's kind of an interesting example of where the jump in athleticism has come.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think she's a bad athlete. Also, like, even though she's trimmed down and debulked some,
Definitely, yes.
she's just not as nimble or as fast as what the typical, even
Yeah.
female competitor is these
Yeah.
days.
Yes.
And
It's pretty evident, yeah.
So it's just like, you know, there are definitely people that are around her age group that can pull that off. You know, I mean, Charlotte Flair is still pulling that off.
Yeah. Well,
And
Charlotte's
they
always had
can't.
that athletic background where Natalya has always just been a wrestler. Like, you
Yeah.
know, like
Yeah. And
body
I
bred
like.
for it by that family.
Well, and it's one of those interesting things where always feel like, what's his name? Oh, The Miz is a great example, at least on the men's side, where he knows how to cover up his deficiencies with some type of efficiency and in movement. And Natalya doesn't seem to have that, despite like all the
Yeah.
background and everything that she
Yeah.
has and all this knowledge of wrestling. Or even, well, and I guess I can only think of male, you know, kind of counterparts. You know, Randy Orton doesn't do the most spectacular things in the ring, but he knows the psychology of wrestling and he makes his matches awesome because of it.
Yeah.
Natalya's like, there's nothing in her matches that are inherently bad, but there's also nothing that draws you in, like either of those two, that make me go, oh yeah, I want to see the next
Yeah.
Natalia match here. Like,
Couldn't even say it. I saw the pause. I'll see the next Natalya match. Yeah, it's.
yeah.
She seems to be a great human being, but it's just not something I care
Yeah.
about. Like, even that
Yeah,
match Monday, I didn't care. So, you
I'm
know?
glad she's an awesome person.
Yeah. Yes, we need those
I
people.
yep, I wish that she continues to do like great things for
Yeah.
future wrestling in general. But yep. You can stay off TV. And yeah, the other two ladies, I don't know, they didn't really make we spent this whole time and not talked about the women's division. And
There's a reason.
honestly, I don't like even when I was watching it before, I didn't get a real sense of the women's division. And obviously not really getting much of a sense of it
Yeah.
here either.
I all of my AAA watching, the women have just been there for sex appeal. Think you can be as talented as you want to be, but it is definitely like it just seems to me definitely
Oh.
there for the audience to go, look at that ass. So what was the next match?
Main event.
Okay, so that's what I
Guevara.
thought. So they put the two singles matches, top singles matches at the end, back to back.
Yeah, they definitely
Ready?
more it's interesting. I talk about it a lot where card construction, like this is definitely more AEW pulls more from New Japan, and I've noticed they do the same thing in AAA here where they go from kind of silly opening match here with the Exoticas and the big tall giants and all that other fun stuff, and go more serious as they kind of go to the back of the show. And yeah, they're like, no, we're putting on the two biggest matches at the end of the show here. Like
Yeah.
that's this is the way we do it. Sometimes the WWE doesn't always follow that policy themselves.
Oh.
Usually doesn't, honestly.
No.
So yeah, kind of interesting. One thing definitely before before this part of the show ends, I love the look of that AAA Mega Championship. It
Yeah,
looks
it's slick,
like
man.
it, like it looks like I believe Aztecs, like an Aztec society belt. Like I'm like, man, that just kind of has a sweet look to it that don't change that, guys. Like to me it just feels like it encompasses everything that that it should.
Yeah, they don't normally mess with that stuff. So I think that championship's been the same for a while. I think,
Yeah.
which good, like I don't
Yeah.
like the WWE changing theirs. I liked when the NWA had the same one, and then WCW, had the big gold belt, and then just
Uh-oh.
totally went away from it. But I mean, if you
Yeah.
really look at that big gold belt, look at all the people who held it. I mean, all the way through to the end, it was the same thing. And it's like, yeah,
Oh.
that's pretty, it's like traditional. It shows a tradition and a history, but you can't market the
Oh.
same belt, You can't sell a spinner big gold belt. So
Yeah, at some point the sales go down. You got to get a fresh one for people to spend more money on.
absolutely. Yep.
But yeah, I did think this is a really good match. But also, unsurprising, like we kind of talked about all four guys earlier: Vikingo, Dragon Lee, Dominic Mysterio, and even Kaiser Soze, Ludwig Kaiser.
Yeah, El Grande Americano, you mean?
El Grande
That's
Americano. I don't feel like he's ever had a problem with his in-ring work.
never.
So was not surprised that he fit right in here.
Then that's is that Bate and Dunn are the other Americanos? Because the other Americano does that, like that high kick on the outside, just like Pete Dunne used to. So I'm guessing that's Pete Dunne. And if that's Pete Dunne, I'm going to guess that's Tyler Bate is the other one. Yeah.
That would be a fun little faction.
Yeah. Because I'm just sure, I mean, it's not Ilja Dragunov, that's for sure. So, so
Nah,
that's why it
he'd
just
be
seems to me
weird.
that's who it is. And that's fun if it is. I mean, this match was chaos at the end. Judgment Day got involved. And if you're wondering why there wasn't a disqualification, it's AAA. You just got to get used to it. So there was a
Yeah.
bad guy referee in the match before. How? He's just a bad guy. Okay, that just take it or leave it. So
Yeah, and to me, I guess the big thing here, because I don't feel like being here all night, honestly.
well, Raw's only got one thing to talk about anyways, so
It was hard. They teased it hard. It was pretty ridiculous, honestly. I'm like, I know what you guys are gonna say now. Like, you're not
yeah.
hamming this up and pulling out, hey, special edition Stephanie McMahon podcast. I'm gonna break the news, but then she didn't really break the news because they broke the news on Raw.
Well, okay, hang on. So this main event had we have, we'll get to that. Hang on one sec, because that is
Oh,
that there's a
that wasn't the news?
that no. The I'm talking about the AAA main event, because you're skipping the last 5 minutes of
Oh,
the
what did
crowd being elated Dominic Mysterio's gonna win, because they see him
Oh,
cheat.
well, we
He
already
go
talked about Player Hater of the Year award
Well, yes, but it's the
for
crowd reaction. He
AJ.
climbs up, comes down, hits out, and someone pulls out, and everyone's like, and the crowd's like, who the hell's this? Pulls the mask off. They go crazy. It's AJ Styles. Oh my God, AJ Styles is here. AJ beats up Dominic Mysterio, and they're all like, yeah, fuck Dom. Yeah, whatever. And then they see Vikingo climbing up the ropes, and they go, oh
Boo.
no, wait. And it start immediately start booing. That was fantastic. Gets the pin of that
Yeah.
crowd pissed. God, that was fun. I was like, it's to see, like, I didn't have those emotions at all. I was like, this is a lot of fun. I was shocked it was AJ. And then
Oh.
all that happens, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool being on the outside seeing like a reaction we usually have to stuff. So that needed to be mentioned.
The crowd did go through that. I loved the 19+ thousand down there was
Nineteen thousand, 7 miles away, they got 17,000 for CMLL in the same day, same city. That's fucking cool. Like, now if CMLL will
not
get their head out of their ass so we could actually see it, but.
Not completely surprised. Mexico City is fucking huge.
Well, remember, according to Dave Meltzer, CMLL is the hottest wrestling promotion in the world. It's like, can you just stop? Just stop. It's okay. He's only hurting himself at this point with these stupid things, but all right. So yeah, let's go. Let's
Yeah, I was trying to look at holy smokes, 21 million people. That
That's a giant
is
city. That's what one of the biggest in the world, right?
fucking
Populous wise.
ridiculous. Yeah, because I was trying to remember if they said it was the most populous city in North America when they were doing the show there. Because I felt like Corey Graves might have said something like that, but I'm not seeing confirmation of that on Wiki. But metro area 21 million, urban area 23 million. Which, oh yeah, first in North America. There it is. I'm sorry, first in Mexico. If you can't run two shows in that city, you can't run two shows in any city in the United States of
Yeah,
America
which is
here.
crazy. Like the same day at the same time, I believe. So,
Yeah.
just it's that's cool. Good. Now CMLL needs to get their ass in gear, so I can see the shows. I don't think they have CMLL Nation. I don't know. So, anyways.
Oh man, yeah. Well, I mean, they're involved with AEW, so it's always going to be suspect.
Yeah.
It
Oh, I mean, hey, if AEW is doing the same thing, because I think that was what headlined with Mystico and MJF again. And
all.
MJF, I think, took his mask again. So it's like, yeah, there's.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they kind of need space for their roster too, huh, quite frankly.
Yeah. So, but yeah. But going to Raw, so we can finish the show out with this. You're exactly right. Even when it was an announcement, Naomi wasn't the one that announced it. Did you watch the Stephanie McMahon thing at
Yeah,
all?
well, she handed it off to Big Jim.
That's so weird.
So, that is the choice that was made. I do honestly, like, it was one of those things where I'm like, didn't they mention this all the way back in the original Total Divas? Like, I want to say that I watched the first two calendar years. What, however many seasons that was, I'm not quite sure.
I have no idea.
Probably 12. But whatever that was, I probably watched a couple of years, and I feel like I remember those two talking about this even back then. And that was probably longer ago than I want to remember. And that's something that I should actually look up here when that first Total Divas season was.
I have no idea. I didn't watch that show. So I drew the line. The only reason I saw Total Bellas.
2013 to
Wow.
2019
Oh, 6 years.
was
Jeez.
how long it ran on E. And yeah, I want to say that maybe I watched from 2015 through or 2013 through 2015 roughly.
Yeah, I can't tell you a damn thing about that show. I'm
Yeah.
guessing they drank a lot and got put into fake situations. So.
Oh yeah, it just got really bad at some point.
Yeah,
It
like they
just
all
because
are.
it yeah. But yeah, again, I remember them talking about it a decade ago. At this point, though, I guess more of the point. It was one of those moments that was a lot of fun. It was also really weird since she kind of did the heel shtick.
Yes, that's what I liked about it. Yeah. So when she came out, like I remember Chris is always bitching, everyone cries now in wrestling, you know? And I was like, here it comes, she's gonna start crying, whatever. And she fought it off very well. But then when she kicked Adam Pearce out of the ring, that was awesome. I ain't giving you shit. And again, a strategically placed swear word goes a long way. So
Oh
if
yeah,
somebody needs to, you know.
she did not have a expletive laced promo here.
No.
It was
The one word, that was it.
yep.
But yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of this. And you knew it was coming, especially they like, so we have some news. I went to commercial. I'm like, why would you do that? Because
Yeah,
if you're already.
there's only one reason you do that, guys,
Yeah. And it's
especially when
like.
you're talking to a couple
Well.
in what is supposed to be an intimate setting, question mark.
Well, yeah, that's like in a locker room or something. But
Yeah, I mean, they looked like they were in a large lobby
yeah.
where people could have been surrounding them.
But it's also like the most WWE pot thing possible.
Oh,
You film a podcast announcing your pregnancy, and then we're going to plug the podcast for your live announcement so we can see you announce it on video. Hey, go to our YouTube page. Give us money to see. Like, oh my God. It's like modern, I'm guessing they'll get a cut, but monetization of everything. And then once you look past that, it's still fun. So.
yeah, I'm like, Stephanie, I'm still not watching your podcast, so good day.
I'll listen.
I hope everything.
When she has wrestlers on, I'll listen. Like she had Chris Angel on. And I was like, that guy's still around? Like, who cares? But
He's probably somewhere on the Las Vegas Strip still.
yeah. But no, it's like I listened to the exclusive podcast after, and it actually is pretty remarkable. She got pregnant at all. she was saying, and I don't remember this. She had a match between Bailey, her, and Sasha during the pandemic, and then she disappeared. Well, she had to have surgery, and I'm going to botch some of these details, but basically, she's had a whole bunch of surgery in that area. And the one during COVID was only supposed to take like an hour. It took 6 hours because she already had one ovary removed. And this one had like, there was so much scar tissue and everything else. It took 6 hours. And they're like, "How did you deal with that, Jimmy?" And he's like, "Not good." He said, "We were the only ones at the hospital. And I was making a fuss. Like, no one's telling me anything. He's like, I have no idea what's going on." I was like, "God, that's scary." And then Jimmy, of course, is just acting like Jimmy the whole time. He's like, "Yeah, so there was no need to proceed with caution anymore." So I was like, I'm not cautious. And she's like, "Jimmy, stop." So,
Boy, considering how many Big Jim is inseminating me jokes that she's made on the old Twitter machine, that's hilarious that she's trying to play coy.
She even did it in the promo. She's like, it's a good thing that Big Jim likes to Netflix and chill, if you know what I mean. And it starts laughing. I was like, and did you see the backstage reaction with him watching it? It's on their Instagram page.
I don't think I did.
He's just sitting there. She says that. He goes, "Damn, girl." It was his turn to play prude. But I just thought this was like, Becky Lynch's announcement was so heartfelt because it was during COVID too. Like no one's there, just her and Asuka. And then, but this one just took so many different turns. And then,
Oh yeah, it was all over the place. It was kind of wild. Like, she went from thankful and the crowd cheering for her to like, no way, bitches, you're not gonna root for me. And also like, fuck all of y'all, I'm coming back for my. She's like, you've got 9 months plus
And
a
some
couple of
change.
in some chains, and I'm coming back for this thing.
Whether I've got my baby, my breastfeeding, wait, was it? If I'm breastfeeding my baby and holding in my arms, I'm coming for you, heifers. God, that was so awesome. It was just not expected. And by the way, she was already getting cheered because of how great she's turned in to be. And there's no chance she's not getting an insane reaction when she comes back.
She is so gonna be cheered. And if they try to work against the, I mean, she's got to keep the character or else people aren't gonna like it. But she's gonna get cheered. Period. End of sentence.
Yeah, I
When
mean,
she comes back.
yeah, exactly. And it's like, I was the one that said she was too nice of a person to ever play like this type of character, and that this one actually worked. I remember I'd saying she can't be a heel. She's too much of a naturally nice person. You can just see it. And this was really good. And it was even said, like I did watch, like I said, I watched the podcast after, and Jimmy's like, "Now?" Like it wasn't intentional. Like Seth came out and said, yeah, him and Becky were trying to have a kid, but these two were like, well, we got nothing to worry about, and
Their odds were so low, they weren't really concerned.
and she goes, "I'm already high risk. I got one ovary, the other one had surgery on it. And it's like with fibroids or something like that. I don't remember the exact term." Not good. For something that's so fun to play with and gives life, boy, that thing, boy, the woman's uterus and vagina can be a goddamn mess. That sucks. Guys' dicks are pretty easy. So,
But they could also be broken.
that's
So
true. Yes. So,
they can be the problem in this instance. Who really knows from instance to
Yeah, but if we got something growing on our dick, it's probably warts. If they get something
instance.
growing inside of them, it's like, yeah, we gotta scoop this thing out, I guess. Like that's, yeah, that's not fun. I am in no way upset to be a guy. We got it so much easier with that stuff. So.
Oh yeah, it was kind of funny. Not too long before I came down to record here, the wife and I were talking about a couple of different women that you knew that they were pregnant when they were filming XYZ TV show. Mine was a CSI Miami character. Hers was one of her shows, Hallmark shows that she's watching right now, and it's so hilarious just to watch them be filmed from the chest up, or like even half a chest up. Even at that point, though, it's just like,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like
Your face is bigger.
your body just goes through some natural changes because of what's happening.
Your hair just grew 2 inches from one scene to the next. So, I ain't say women are perfect. God, they're not. But that's rough. It can't be easy.
Oh yeah,
Not
that
even
is
joking.
really, yeah, that is really something. It is really something. So yeah, good luck to Big Jim and Naomi
Yeah.
there.
Oh.
I am or not Na Trinity
Trinity,
Fonte.
yes, Trinity.
So
What was
yeah,
funny
Trinity has
was
one.
the one more line from the podcast. Jimmy's like, yeah, he's like, we're just gonna keep that bloodline going. There's 86 of us now. There's 67 of us waiting that haven't even shown up yet. I was like, that's probably not too far of an exaggeration. Jay's got a kid we all know about. Roman's got what, five, he said? Jacob's got seven. There's still other cousins that haven't showed up in WWE yet who are adults. It's like, good Lord.
Cody Rhodes needs to have more kids. If this whole there's more than one royal family gimmick need is gonna keep up here. We him and Brandy need to chop chop on things there.
Yeah, I mean, unless all the Triple H's girls go into wrestling. That's the thing. That's the other thing. Unless if they take their, like, well, they're going to use, like, a fake name anyways. But if all these women, all the girls that keep being had by male wrestlers, they're not going to carry the last names. But again, it's also fake names, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
But, you know,
oh, right.
is it, can we get some boys in here? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, I mean, we end up with the Bron Breakers of the world when the last name doesn't suit us.
Yeah, which is just, that's all such a weird thing to do with him. Everyone knows who he is.
Especially now that they've
Openly
really.
saying it.
Yeah, they're openly making the references at this point. It's like, well, then why'd you do that? Like, I mean, if you're just gonna lean into this anyway, like, oh, we didn't want to put expectations on him. Okay, you can change his name. It's not that hard.
Well, I think he's doing just fine now, you know?
Oh yeah, like I think that yeah, he doesn't really need to change anything.
No. But
No, as much as I joke about it, like yeah, it's a whatever.
yeah, I mean, if you ever wanted to, Bron Steiner doesn't exactly sound the best. But
Ugh.
also, Bron
Yeah.
Breakker has just kind of, excuse me, just kind of worked after a while. So
Like all of them, honestly. Like anytime people get annoyed with a name change, at some juncture it settles in, and you're
Dolph
like,
Ziggler still sucks.
okay.
It still sucks. So, yeah, I mean, I know he goes by Nick Nemeth, or yeah, Nick, right? Yeah,
Yeah,
Ryan's
he
his
goes by
brother.
his real name.
Yeah, but
Yeah,
yeah.
so.
So yeah, but that's really all that stood out on Raw. One thing overshadowed the whole show, including Roman Reigns making an appearance at the end again. So.
Yeah, Roman Reigns starting to be a regular here these days.
Well, got to build that San Diego show.
Yep. Yeah, you do not have a bell time beer on that end, sir.
No.
During my travels a while ago at this point, I stopped into Charlottesville, Virginia, Random Row Brewing Windswell hazy, a double IPA. This thing is pretty delicious. 8% alcohol, 15 IBUs, right up my alley. Not super fruity in one direction or the other, honestly, but still very tasty and nice and hoppy in that hazy IPA kind of way. So should one find themselves in Charlottesville, Virginia, stop into the brewery. They have some very, very good beers. I've had quite a number of their variety at this point, and they've all been very good. So yeah, Bell Time Beer from Matt DeFranco 11. He's at Granny Mae's Brands. That's Doug Granny. Review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.